Hey, what a great, great hymn to lift our spirits this morning. May the Lord bless you today. And I'm so glad to see each and every one of you out here on a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you today. We thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. And in anticipation of the blessings that you have in store for this day, we give you thanks. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your most holy and glorious name. And we come before you this morning with that in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I confess, bowing here,
find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need.
See?
grace. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ the
turn that off, please. Thank you. Father, we thank you that you are Lord of all. Thank you for your blessings to us. Thank you for your great grace and being a chief cornerstone, a foundation upon which we can build our lives. And we thank you for that in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Just a reminder once again, as we look at our bulletin, our recommendation of Steve Clark to serve as a deacon, and you can read all that for yourself. I think most everyone who knows Steve knows he has a heart to serve and is willing to serve and help us with the work here of the church. Also, next Sunday, the 15th, which will be a real busy Sunday, it's our Communion Sunday and our Sunday at the Willows. But a very special part of that day, it be honoring our graduates, Brianna Baker, Lewis Bergen, Brandy Lehman, and Aaron Lee, some young folks who have accomplished milestones in their lives. We want to honor them and certainly thankful for those milestones that they have reached. For all of our elders, deacons, and staff, putting this way in advance to remember October 19th. That Saturday is scheduled, and arrangements have been made for our annual staff meeting. We're going to plan to hold that this year out at the UK Extension office right off the bypass at 68. Have a light breakfast, lunch, and that meeting should go from about 9 until 3. So those are some upcoming things. Also, I was able to work out something that I didn't have time to get in the bulletin. The first Sunday in October, the 6th, we will be having the Campbellsville Kingdom Advance team with us. And we're looking forward to that. And we're going to plan to have a little potluck fellowship that Sunday instead of the fifth Sunday, because those college students enjoy being fed, and that just seems to be a good way to do that. So we'll get that in the bulletin, but that will be the first Sunday in October. I believe that is the 6th. So those are some of our plans. Those are the announcements that I can think of that I know about at the present time. If you have an announcement or something you'd like to share, raise your hand. Do we have someone who can get? I know we're using, in a moment, we have a special treat with some special music, so we got to round up one of those extra microphones if we can find it. Which of our singers is holding a microphone? Are they up here? Can somebody help me? They're on the bench. Kent, here's one. Thank you, Hope. Thank you, Kent. Ruth had an announcement.
Sorry, I moved. Oh, we do have one other little thing in the works. On the fifth Sunday of this month, we're having a pool party at the Wellness Center, primarily for the children. But if you all are brave, come on out with us. We'll give you a child to watch. So I'll tell you more about it next week.
Any prayer requests, praise reports this morning that anybody has on their heart? Okay. Steve?
My daughter's asked to have a prayer for one of their parishioners at her church. His name is James Smith. He just recently retired from being a missionary over in Asia, and he came home and had a heart attack. So they don't know how he's doing yet.
Okay.
So please pray for him.
James Smith. Thank you, Steve. Mike?
Last week we celebrated Joyce and Cleo's anniversary, and it was also my parents' anniversary, September 1st. They were born. Their marriage was born September 1st, 1950, so they celebrated 69 years. And just a report, they've been on the prayer list for a long time, and they're doing okay, kind of really surprisingly well. I think the prayers are appreciated and heard, and we're praying for wisdom on next time we should go visit, which may be later this fall. Paula and I go out and visit. So anyway, that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Mike, for that update. Leanne, John, Leanne, George.
A good friend of mine, Chuck Coughlin.
Yes.
Also well known to some of the other gentlemen here.
Yes.
Had a stroke last Tuesday. He's in UK. Dave Hack has all the contact information. He is conscious. He's speaking.
Good.
And welcoming visitors.
Okay. Thank you, John. Chuck is well known to the Friday morning breakfast group of men, so glad to have that report, John. Leanne?
My husband's friend, Derek Vandeveer, he's on the prayer list. He had his foot amputated.
Yes.
But now the circulation in his leg is still not what it needs to be, and so they're going to have to amputate from the hip down.
Oh, my.
So just keep him in your prayers emotionally, and I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but just pray for him.
Derek Vandeveer certainly will. Thank you, Leanne. And then George?
Our Wednesday night Bible study is going to be At Campbellsville University this week. We'll be assisting at the university with the program that Vance Smith has been helping with. So we will not be having the Bible study here, but we will be meeting there at 6 o'clock, and Pastor Terry will have a little more information because he was there this past week. Also, for my nursing home, I've had three funerals this week. Three have gone home to be with the Lord. And there's three others that are very active right now. So I really need, I would really cherish your prayers right now. And our building as well. So there's a lot going on in nursing homes.
Thank you, George. And just to add to that, on Campbellsville, kind of mixing a lot of things. That's a unique program. I was down there for the first time. John Jones has been down there. And I think, hey, also, it's a program directed at their athletes. It's called Game On. And anywhere from 60 to 40 men and women athletes show up. They have a Bible lesson. And the format, usually it's flexible. But one of the things I found in my experience down there, when they break for meals, if you can find a way to just relate to some of those young folks in a small group or one-on-one, many ways, that's what they're looking for. I had the opportunity to share with three young ladies who are there playing basketball, and just, it was amazing, the rapport, because I wasn't real sure how to address that, but the thing that really struck me was one of the oldest of these young athletes from up at Kalamazoo, Michigan young lady, said, you just can't imagine how difficult growing up and being a young person in this culture really is. She said, it is tough. And so a lot of these young folks don't have any relationship with the Lord. It's not your typical church service, but it's the kind of thing where Jesus met people, and you'll be blessed. And you just kind of go and see where you fit in and learn along the way. Would you agree with that, John? That's kind of the way that flows.
What building are we going to be meeting?
The brand new building, the third building, the one in the furthest back. That's where you'll see everybody going in. They have a lovely chapel built in honor of Vivian Landrum, and the lovely chapel that you can join in. Adina.
One of the ladies that sits with my grandma, her name's Sandy, she asked for the church to be praying for her son. He's got something wrong, like a, I don't remember everything, but something about his lungs and his heart. He's physically fine, but something in there is blocking, and they're just trying to figure out what it is.
All right. So. Plenty to pray about. And then Wanda over here. Is that everybody? I don't want to miss. All right. And then Karen. All right. Wanda, Karen, Wanda, you're going to be last because where you're sitting, okay?
Okay. Continue to remember Jan Chandler. She's still having complications with her heart. And they have found some new things, so continue to remember her in your prayers.
I got a phone call this week from Charnette Imfeld. Many of you will remember Ken and Charnette that attended with us for a time. And Ken's niece, both their niece, but on Ken's side of the family, an only child, overdosed this week, and they are having to wait, because she's an organ donor, for certain milestones to occur. And I'm just asking us to pray fervently for that family. Ken has been a light in the darkness to his extended family, and I know that they would covet our prayers for them.
Thank you.
I have my own mic, so he didn't have to come here. But okay. I want to say, praise the Lord, I do not have Sjogren's disease. It's that autoimmune thing.
Yes.
I have dry mouth and all, but I believe God's going to heal me.
Amen. So. Amen. Well, I heard a testimony yesterday. John Choppa was working, putting in the new unit for the basement, by the way, so we all... We have that base, and next week they're going to put the unit in the addition. But while we were talking... the Sunday that Steve gave his testimony, Nikki came to be prayed for. George had a word from the Lord about those migraine headaches, and John said, Nikki's been headache-free now for th- 3 weeks, and he's praising the Lord. He said, I asked her if she couldn't rub a little of that blessing on my knees, but I said, John, I don't have any answer to those questions, but we're praying for John, who may have a way for surgery in the future. So many things to rejoice over, a lot of things. Life is not really a roller coaster. Life is a train track where simultaneously, I think, blessings and difficulties are happening. And we just walk in that absolute positive trust in the Lord to meet our needs and to never cease to trust Him and to give Him thanks. So we're going to bow, and from Steve's request for his daughter's church, the missionary, James was his name, I believe, as some of these things touch your heart, either silently or aloud, we're going to use these moments to take this current prayer concern list before the throne of grace. So please feel free to pray. Yes. Father, you've heard every name mentioned either in prayer or for prayer. We thank you for good reports. We pray for more good reports. But we know, Father, that you are trustworthy, and we commit our concerns and our cares into your hands. We focus today on your ability to do that which is right. Help us, Father, to walk in that relationship, putting our burdens on you and not carrying them, trying to do things that only you can do, Father. So bless your people this day, and may we bless you and give you all the praise and all the glory, for none of it belongs to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple of things, birthdays and anniversaries. And then we have some special music. I'm going to get Mike to help introduce our special music here just in a moment. But, Karen Baker's birthday is today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Karen. Tomorrow will be Steve Bird's birthday. And then Thursday, what day? Okay. I just work here. Well, whose birthday is it? Nobody's? Steve and Karen, that's it. Fred Smith. Did Fred just come in? Did I see Fred? No? All right. Last month, we're catching up. Happy birthday, Donna. We had the Kay Smith, who has two birthdays a year, episode last week. Happy birthday last Monday, belated to Donna. All right. And then the 10th, not the 19th, correct? This coming 10th, Rod and Jill Buxton. All right. Happy anniversary, Rod and Jill. I want you to know our secretary is working diligently on whatever is wrong with these dates. Okay. Yeah, it was just a bad month. All right. Mike, we have some special music. Is the worship team helping with this special music? All right. Well, I want you to, Kent, we'll need that microphone. It's back up there. Thank you, sir. Introducing this special music this morning. And all your grandchildren, I think they ought to be introduced personally.
We had the great blessing of, I guess, about 2.5 years ago, acquiring four brand new grandchildren all at once. So this is, you guys introduce yourself and okay. Tell your age and grade, okay?
I'm Jordan, I'm 12, and I'm in 7th grade.
I'm Jeremiah, and I'm in 2nd grade, and I'm 7.
I'm Jay Maria, I'm a freshman, and I'm 14.
My name is Relasia, and I'm 11, and I'm in 6th grade.
All right.
Amen. These kids have been blessed with a musical gift, and you know me, I'm very thankful for that. So here we go.
Wait. You like orange, right?
I
There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, will you pick me up and show me what it means to be a man? That's why I sing. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood. Come on and sing. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. And all my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood.
Well, how would you like to preach following that? Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We got to get a name for this group.
Okay.
Work on that, Mike. Yeah. The Fabulous Four.
Brandy.
Karen.
Revelation.
Skip
in Christ. Last.
Oh. Well, Grandma, okay, so Grandmother's Day. I did not know that. Every day somebody's day, I'm sure. Well, it's time to dismiss the children. We'll dismiss them to Children's Church at this time with their workers.
Terry, that's a hard act to follow.
Oh, brother. Those young folks got rhythm, they got music, they got soul. Praise the Lord.
That was wonderful. We've been intending to do In Christ Alone, but sometime we'll get around to it. I want to do this next song that I think will be very fitting. This is Revelation Song.
Jesus.
of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.